You mentioned my name, Mickey. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, is the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
I play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clifton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA!
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. Is that something to do with numbers? And processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Kalman regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renfro! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. We're going to be joined today by Manny Robinson and Will Vandervoort, which is where professionalism comes into play. Oh, shoot. Kelly just looked at me and went, oh, shoot. Why did you just have that reaction?
Well,
with this look on your face like, I'm not sure what's about to happen.
I said, oh, shoot, because they're going to bring so much knowledge. And that's obviously, A, very exciting.
That's not why you said, oh, shoot.
B, the things I'm bringing to the show today, it's actually a really good thing. It's a really good thing that we're going to have Manny and Willie V, because they're going to bring professionalism and important stuff. Because some of the stuff that I have planned is just outrageous. It really is. And specifically, we also have trivia, too. I mean, we have so much to give away.
Oh,
it's just
a
jam-packed show today. Absolutely jam-packed. And we have new rejoins. I'm so pumped.
All right. How are
and
we
I have a great salad right now.
How much stuff do we have to give away today?
Okay. I mean, it's serious. So I think what we should do is do one giveaway per hour. All right?
Okay. All right.
We have... Let me reach and grab these things. 1 second, please.
Let me reach and grab these things, she says. Jam-packed show today. We didn't talk diddly about ratings yesterday, so
ooh,
we're gonna talk about that. We didn't say anything about way too early season, top 25.
We have that.
And how it reflects in the final AP poll or vice versa, or whether they are mutually exclusive and they don't matter at all.
Or whether Southern Cal is going to be preseason number 3 or number 2.
Wow. Are you going to be me? Are you going to be me this year when everyone was like, gosh, you know, I really think that Southern Cal. And I was the only one. I was the only one ever in the history of time, just me and no one else, I was the one
that
said Southern Cal was overrated.
I have a resounding declaration to make.
Resounding?
Yes.
Declaration.
Until I see otherwise, until I see things change.
Okay.
Which could mean a new coaching staff, which could mean you bring in a dynamic player that is not named Sam Darnold.
Yep.
I will never pick Southern Cal again to make a playoff until substantial things change. I will never do it. I regret it so much. I have all the regrets. I hate myself for it. And they're dead to me. I will never put them in a playoff ever again.
That's a little much.
I just want you to be aware of this.
That's a little much right there.
Hey, I stand by
overboard.
It.
I stand by it. It's a pretty staunch reaction to just like just a misfire.
Oh, yeah, just a misfire. Haven't been nationally relevant since 2004, well, but just a misfire.
All you need to do is just pick them to lose a couple times in September, and then they're going to run the table.
Yeah.
They're the best team ever when there are no stakes.
With their interim
no
coach.
No skin in the game. Best
okay,
team ever.
Real quick. That's what we're giving away for trivia.
Okay.
Once an hour today, people. Harlem Globetrotter tickets, family four-pack. You can choose the 7 p.m. or 2 p.m. game. It is this Saturday at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. That sounds awesome, by the way. We also
that
have
sounds sweet.
A family four-pack, four tickets, to the South Carolina International Auto Show, which is this weekend at the TD Convention Center, January 12th through 14th. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then, finally, we also have $25 to Joe's New York Pizza.
That's so much.
I know.
Like, my head is spinning.
We are, someone on the text line said we're Santa Claus. I feel like we are, a little bit.
Yep.
We are Santa Claus in January. Christmas is not over.
So we're going to open that up. We're going to have, how do we give stuff away?
So I only prepared one trivia question because I thought we were only giving away one thing. I will prepare some more.
But how do we give away things? What do we do?
Oh, hold on.
What do we do when we give away stuff? How do we do it?
Trivia!
Trivia! Give me trivia, baby! Oh.
Yeah, we do. We do it with trivia.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just give out stuff. We have trivia questions for you.
We're, contrary to our generation, we are not a show of handouts.
No.
You must earn your prizes.
Not like Oprah and Ellen. I made the mistake one day of, I think probably it was a Monday, because the TV was on NBC after the show, and so I was watching Ellen during the 12
days really?
Of Christmas. Yeah, like the 12 days of Christmas where she's giving away stuff. And I just tried to value out all the stuff that she gave the audience. And it was like thousands of dollars of stuff.
It was insane.
She was giving out to the audience. And I thought to myself, maybe we should do that to our audience. And I was like, nah, it's more fun this way. It's more fun this way. We give out $25 gift cards with really hard trivia questions.
The difference is Ellen and Oprah give away cars. We give away pizza. But I mean, pizza, people still love pizza.
Basically what that is, what those shows do is they give away things that are like, it's kind of like the Showcase Showdown in The Price is Right, where like the first thing you see is like, it's a new boat. And you're like, oh my gosh, they're going to give away half the world. They're going to give away a small country next, because you know it builds to a new car. But if it starts with a boat, then they have to get bigger and bigger. It's a new bigger boat. Like, you have to get bigger and bigger over time. So when Ellen started with like, it's a trip to Paris, you're like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? But it actually got smaller. They're like, and what do you need on your trip to Paris? It's these cute little Ellen keychains that you can put your keys on while you're gone. It was weird. It was an odd thing, but that was the one
we
time I made the mistake of watching
it. We don't have those abilities.
Yeah.
But we do what we can for our listeners because they're the best.
I feel like a show like that, I was like, man, I want to go to that show. And I look around and it is like all women.
You would be one of two men in an Ellen show.
It is all women, and very clearly they're gay best friends. Like, that's all it is.
Maybe not. I mean, might be a good idea for you to show up there and, you know.
Yeah. No.
Hang out with some people.
That's what you said about Morgan's hit class. That's what he said about Morgan. Like, Quahog could be a great place for you to meet women. I'm like, no, that I show up at the workout class with all women. Guess who I am? I'm the gay best friend. That's what I end up being. It works out the opposite way.
At workout class on one day this week, there was one man in there, and he was struggling. Let's just put it that way. So that's the fear as well.
I would not ever indict someone with that.
No, he wasn't.
If they didn't
he
want
wasn't.
It, right?
He was there. I think it was kind of a new year, new me situation. But I mean, he was. That's the thing too, is you take the risk of showing up to a class with all women who know what they're doing, right? And then you just struggle throughout the class, and then you got a problem too, because it's not a good look.
I don't know how this happened, but we have a text from the 864 on the Health Air text line, 961-566. You'd be there if they gave away Chip Saver clips And Chad the Mailman, I don't know if he texted and
back
tweeted.
Back-to-back chip clip
Chad
comments.
The Mailman tweeted and said, I think you guys should give out free Bed Bath & Beyond chip clips. So what is that?
People
is that
never forget. That when it's something quirky about Kwok, it's a hard sentence. People never forget, and they never let you live it down either.
Chad ripped me
and
for,
I love that.
Chad ripped me for 3 years for staring at other people's wives, which is a totally made-up, fabricated thing. It was a misunderstanding. And it stayed around for like 3 years.
Wait, what did you do?
I don't even know how it started, but it was like a misunderstanding where it seemed like I was just staring at people's wives.
Why would it seem like that?
I don't know. I don't know. That's not what was said, but that is what people took from it. And so I had to.
Oh my god!
I had to face down accusations on multiple occasions. I was staring.
Yeah,
at
maybe you
wives.
Should stay away from workout class.
Correct.
Then.
That's what I'm saying. Dangerous. Danger zone. I don't know where this segment is or where it's going. Deion Kane declares for the draft, and the response, Kwok from 10 years ago would have told you, this is a mistake. All right, Deion Kane was a top five pick after the Auburn game, and his stock has only gone down, and gosh darn it, his stock needs to go up. Kelly, what is your thought on, we talked about it a little bit, but now that it's set in stone, what is your thought on Deion Kane's decision to go to the NFL?
I'm not surprised at all, and I think that you've talked about how the Tampa pipeline, a lot of these guys that come in, they very much have the goal of 3 years and NFL. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's part of why, I mean, that's one of the main reasons you come to school, especially to play football, is to get to the league. And specifically, you come to school to get a job. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. So if they can do it in 3 years, more power to them. The thing is, so I'm not surprised. That being said, is his stock as high as it should be when you look at his talent? No. But how much can he increase it by coming back? I think it's kind of negligible. I'm not sure how much he can increase his stock by coming back. And he obviously wants to, he might be done with school. He wants to go make some money and test the waters. And that's fine. I mean, I don't think any Clemson fan is sitting here shocked that Deion Kane is leaving early for the NFL draft.
No. I would totally agree with that. Sorry, I'm distracted here by this guy.
Oh, did you not see this?
No, I haven't seen this yet. The guy at the Oklahoma game does shooting a half-court shot, he missed, and then he took his shirt off on the floor. And
do you think he makes a second one?
There's a lot of it.
He does not.
No, he banked. He did bank it off the shot clock and then off the top of the backboard.
Yeah.
So he did execute the bank shot, but this guy, let's just say he don't work out a lot. Now he did tap the bicep though before the second shot. That's the most disturbing thing I'll see today, no question. And don't push me, callers, texters, tweeters. Don't push me. 654 roars at Omar, the Northern Communication phone lines. Here's the deal with Deion Kane. All right, first of all, I'll ask the question: when's the last time anybody from Tampa, any player from Tampa, at Clemson stayed 4 years? I can't think of one, just because my memory's not long enough. Somebody's gonna come with me. Because Tim Beray has it, like in 03, such and such graduated with honors as a 4-year player out of Tampa. But in the modern era of recruiting Tampa, Clemson recruits guys from Tampa and they stay for 3 years. Now, could Deion Kane be a first round pick? I guess we would say yes. And could Ray Ray McLeod be an early round pick? My guess is if you want him to stay, you would say yes. The reality is that maybe these guys aren't. And I will go back to the timeless example. It is not a football example, but it still matters. The James Michael McAdoo example is the best example of a guy that you thought, gosh, he's a lottery pick, but couldn't he be top? I mean, look at his frame. Couldn't he be top 10? And then he comes back for his sophomore year, and you realize he really doesn't have a three-point shot. He's scrawny as heck, so he has no, you know, no girth to him, no bulk at all. He's going to get shoved around. And if he can't be a stretch four, and he can't bang inside, what's his position? But still, we could use him. So he goes to the end of the first round. Then his junior year, he drops down basically out of the draft because those same questions persist. And I guess it is our lot in life as fans to think that the sky's the limit for every player. That every player has this untapped reservoir of potential that will eventually emerge and lead this player to deeper and greater and loftier heights. When in reality, at some point, guys bump their head on the ceiling of their potential. Either that or they bumped their head on the ceiling of their draft stock, if that makes sense. I think Martavis Bryant leaves after 3 years, gets drafted in what, the third round? He's done just fine. The guy's been suspended multiple times in the NFL, and yet he still manages to find a way into a rotation of a franchise that doesn't just keep people around that get suspended all the time in the Steelers. And the guy's making a bunch of money as a mid-round draft pick because regardless of what your draft stock is, these guys think, well, once I get to camp, then I'm going to prove it, that I belong, and they're going to put me on the field, and I'm going to get a second contract, and we'll be fine.
Looking back at the class of 2015 recruiting rankings, all right, I'm on 247 right now. Deion Kane was ranked as the second best wide receiver in the country.
Yes.
In those rankings. I know people remember this. I'm just giving you a little bit of a refresher. Calvin Ridley was the top ranked wide receiver at the 12th best player in the country. Deion Kane was at 18th. He was a five-star player. It's interesting to think about it like that because, I mean, and I think when you look at the pressure and the five-star wide receivers he's had to live up to, it's tough. It's tough to be in that shadow. And he didn't, it's not like he played right away. He played as a freshman, but he wasn't a go-to guy right away. But it's just interesting to think back that he was a five-star guy.
He was a five-star guy, and I think people would say that probably in his time at Clemson, based on the acclaim that he had when he came in and some of the ways in which he was purported to be used by not his coaches, you would say his career is a disappointment. I think based on productivity, based on the guys before him, when you pick Clemson, you're not going to escape Sammy Watkins' shadow, especially you're a Florida receiver. You're not going to escape Sammy Watkins.
Right.
You're not going to escape Artavis Scott. These are guys that came before you. If you didn't want to live in their shadow, you shouldn't have come to Clemson, quite frankly. If you didn't want to have that following around, you shouldn't have been there.
In his defense, I mean, devil's advocate, he did win a national championship.
He did. And he was...
That's not too bad.
That screen pass that he took a long way. Like, that was a big play.
He obviously had moments where that were frustrating to any average Clemson fan. But there are also moments where you can point to and say, Deion Kane made a huge play. There are many moments you can say that.
The Louisville game, certainly.
It was kind of a roller coaster of a career, to be honest.
I think people expected, based on the way that he achieved his first 2 years, that as a focal point this year, that he would have done more. You know, as sort of a secondary option behind Mike Williams and Sharon Peake and some other guys, he was very productive, especially when it came to finding the end zone. And I think people see this year as a disappointment because it seemed like he didn't really take a step, that he wasn't sort of a go-to guy. He didn't make a play that shouldn't have been made. It felt like, and I'll just say this, and I would actually agree with this viewpoint, and a lot of people that I've talked to would share. I think that he made a lot of plays that he should have made. Like, great receivers make plays they shouldn't make. Like, you go behind you to make a catch. You grab a one-hand catch somewhere. The catch that Hunter Renfro made diving to the sideline against NC State. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yep.
Did Deion Kane make a catch like that this year?
Got some extra yards for the first down.
Correct.
I think he made some against Louisville last year, to be fair.
That was last year, though.
I know.
That was last year when he was a secondary option. It felt like he wasn't. I wouldn't say he's a bad player, like a disappointing player in general, but just he wasn't a number one option for this offense, making the quarterback look better.
Yes, a lot of that, maybe you have to say something about how the offense changed, because if you look at 2016, Deion Kane, like you said, secondary option. Specifically with the deep ball, definitely secondary option because he had Mike Williams. He had 73 targets in 2016, 9 touchdowns, 724 yards, 38 catches. In 2017, Kane was only targeted 61 times. He was supposed to be the number one option, right?
Right.
And he was. 61, 12 less targets than in 2016.
With one less gameplay.
Well, yeah.
But it is a little interesting that he was targeted less.
I think that's part of his decision.
Well, some of it is that Clemson became a running team, which Texter points out.
Exactly.
How much did it hurt Kane that Clemson became more of a running team this year?
That's got to be part of it.
I would argue that it didn't have to hurt him, but it did.
He still had plenty of opportunities to make plays.
Did,
he still did.
Ray-Ray McCloud played an offense where he was more of a focal point this year, and they ran it more. Was Ray-Ray McCloud a better player this year than he was last year?
Yes.
Was Deion Kane a better player this year than he was last year?
No.
Okay, that would be my answer to that question. It's not just about the targets and all that. It's about how he played. 654 Roar's the number. More on this and other things related to the Natty. The ratings. You have great stuff on the ratings. Want to get to that. The three voice crack calls that Kelly has found, which are just remarkable, and all kinds of great stuff coming your way on Out of Bounds. Stay with us. More to come in just a moment.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Hi guys, this is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Anytime is a great time to buy jewelry from Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Whether it's a diamond for her, a watch for him, or maybe something special for an upcoming graduate, no matter the occasion, Reed's will dazzle you. Endorsed by Roar listeners like Zeke.
I'm calling in for one of your sponsors, man. Wally over there, Reed's Jewelers. Go check him out. They'll get you what you need. If not, he'll find it, and he will definitely take care of you.
Zeke loves Reed's Jewelers. You will as well. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest. Save up to $11,000 off a new 2018 F-150 4x4 crew cab. Just $38,665 plus tax and tag. And they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. See the 2018 F-150 at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than travelers rest, and they never charge any dealer fees.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Get your tweet on at Quawk Talk. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Suffer and succotash. I've created a kindergarten Frankenstein.
Now back to Quawk and Kelly.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind.
This rejoin will probably be a little better once we get some separation from college football season. I like this song, actually. But, like, when the chorus hits, all the middle-aged men are going to be like, ah, this song. Every single timeout of every game.
That's fair.
I'm sure it's going to be, like, the NBA Finals song, though.
You know what song that literally defined college football this year for me in terms of the promos? Are you going to win this fight tonight? Oh, yeah. You know that one? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Every single time.
I have a...
This is a jam, though.
I have a recent addition, a late addition to Hump Day Headlines.
Quag, we are packed. We can try to squeeze you in, but it's going to be tough.
I mean, it's regarding a football coach
and his neighbor. We can get you in.
A football coach and his neighbor. Do you know what I'm talking about?
A football coach and his neighbor. That didn't... I didn't have that ready.
I can't wait for this. I cannot wait for this.
I can't wait either.
Texter says, can I address the last caller from yesterday? I try to put that out of my mind.
That was
Remember
hilarious.
That? The last caller? Where he called and he was like, the SEC is the greatest thing that's ever happened. In fact, the SEC should win the Nobel Peace Prize this year.
That's one way to just, I mean, honestly, it's kind of cowardly to come on when you know we're ending a show.
I say it's very smart.
I mean, and it's kind of our fault for letting him on at 2:58 or whatever because we have to go off air. Yeah. But I loved when Quack just said, well, I disagree with everything you said, and we got to go. Walt's up next.
I did. That's the way you got to address that. I just thought the whole phone... If you want to hear that phone call that I totally disagree with everything that was said, it's right at the end of yesterday's show. You can get it on WCCPFM.com. Click on the link. Follow the podcast. You won't regret that. Well, you will regret that 4 minutes, but listen to the other 2 hours and 56 minutes of the show, and you won't regret that. The one thing I always tell people is that people come to college with a plan. Like for me, I came to college with a plan that I was going to graduate in 4 years. Over the course of time, I became convinced because of the credits that I had earned and because of my aspirations and what I wanted to do that I could finish college in 3.5 years. So I did that without taking any extra classes. I was able to just sort of move along in a way that got me to graduate in 3.5 years. For these college football players, isn't it similar to that? Like, I didn't come to college with the goal that I was going to graduate in December of 2010. In fact, I would tell people that I was in the class of 2011. And still when I tell people, my ring says 10, but I tell people I was in the class of 2011 because that's when I came in. You know what I'm saying?
I have that problem as well.
See? You graduated in 3, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 years, see, I took 2.5 in grad school. I really stretched out grad school.
Stay in school as long as you can, kids.
Correct.
That's what I say.
Like, I went to grad school because it was paid for with a GA spot. It was paid for, which I'm very grateful for that. And it allowed me a chance to continue to further my goals without a job lined up. That was a good deal. A lot of these football players come in and they want to be in school 3 years. Like, my favorite example of this, and it didn't make sense at the time, but the more experience I get, and I think the more realistically we view a career after college football for these players, is the Jamie Harper example. Like, I remember in my dorm room as a freshman watching that class, which was a great number 2 in the ESPN rankings with Daquan Bowers and Kyle Parker and Jamie Harper and Brandon Thompson, and there were some great, great players in that class. I remember watching Jamie Harper make his announcement on signing day. I think it was pouring rain outside. Like, I don't know why I remember all that, but I remember that it was dark. Except for, you know, and I'm sure in the football building it was all sunshine and cotton candy and unicorns. Because it was awesome. It was a great day. Jamie Harper steps to the podium and he announces to everyone, I'll announce it. I'm going to spend the next 3 years of my life at Clemson University. And he puts his hat on. And I remember it struck me because I'm like, the pretentious nature of this guy. Like, I'm a freshman. He knows he's going to be that good after 3 years. You don't know that, buddy. Hey, but I'm proud of you. Glad you're coming. But you're so pretentious. Then he got to Clemson. And he fumbled the first carry. Remember that? He fumbled the first carry in the Alabama game. In the Georgia Dome, they promised him the first carry. They gave it to him with these two great backs named Davis and Spiller, and they gave it to this whippersnapper who coughed the ball up. Then Alabama goes down, scores, and basically the Saban era was born. You're welcome, America. 10 years of Saban brought on by the Georgia Dome.
That's actually incorrect. Colt McCoy's shoulder enabled the Saban era to be born. But continue.
Oh, they were ranked like 24th in the country. Alabama was. Shocker. They ranked like 20. Clemson was in the top 10 that year in 2008, and Bama just took him behind him with Julio Jones. Ugh.
Clemson and Bama combined together to enable Saban to win many, many titles.
That's correct. So, basically, everyone soured on Jamie Harper from the moment that he took the field. Everyone hated him. He was a change of pace back.
It's not a good look.
He was a change of pace back. he was, he never like busted out as a star. So we got to the end of year three with Jamie Harper, a guy who had had a nice career. But again, when a guy says, when he steps up on stage and says, I'm going to spend the next 3 years of my life at a school, and he's already telling people I'm going to be good enough to go pro after 3 years, you're going, gosh, this guy ought to be amazing. Like, he needs to fly on angel's wings to the end zone. Like, he's amazing. He's telling people he's good enough to leave after 3 years. And that's when he didn't have a bajillion people leaving, too. It wasn't always in vogue. So you get to the end of 3 years, and we're going, well, you know, this guy might leave, and this guy, I mean, Bowers might leave, and all these guys might leave. But Harper, I mean, he's staying. Well, this guy's a mid-round draft pick. He's not, he hasn't done enough. He hasn't proved that he can play at that level. He needs to come back and be a focal point and prove that he's good enough. And, of course, Jamie Harper, who told us when he signed that he was going to be in school 3 years and go to the league, decides and announces that he's going to go to the league. At some point, some of these guys come with a plan that they're going to be in school 3 years. And I heard Ben and Brad talk about this on the press box a little bit ago. You can hear that show, WCCPFM.com. Click the link or the podcast. We encourage you to do that as well. We support all shows here on the station, as long as you also listen to ours. But regardless, Jamie Harper told us he's going to be in school 3 years. These guys, particularly from the Tampa area, you said it a little bit ago, Kelly, it just feels like the guys from Tampa are three-year guys.
And you don't want to generalize every guy from Tampa.
Of course, you could be Jake Frew Morgan in the last 2 years.
Very funny. But, I mean, it does seem that way. It seems like the Tampa pipeline, it's what the guys are thinking. And, I mean, again, I don't have any problem with it. I don't understand why someone would. I think everyone kind of understood that Deion Kane was most likely going to be gone after 3 years, regardless of what happened. He wants to move on.
And you know what? I'll say Jamie Harper had a nice pro career. Spent a few years as a backup with the Titans. Got some run there. Had a nice career. Won a first-round pick. Made a good amount of money. Enough to live on, certainly. More than I'll make doing this show this year. He made in the NFL. So you can't say he made a mistake doing that. Does that make sense? Like, he didn't make a mistake. Deion Kane and Ray McCloud, I think 10 years ago, I would have said they're making a mistake, because they need to come back. But because some of the cautionary tales of guys who stayed in school 1 year too long and cost themselves earning potential, James Michael McAdoo, who could have made a ton of money before people figured out he's not that good at basketball. Some of these guys need to make money before people figure out the truth about them, that the idea of them is better than they are. It's like that relationship that you're in where the idea of the girl is better than the girl, or the idea of the guy is better than the guy. I just got real deep, I know. But that's true. Everybody's been in that relationship where you idealize the person that you're with. You think the idea of them is better than they are, and then the relationship ends up not working out because you've idealized this person, right? You know what I'm saying there?
Yes, that's profound.
Okay. You didn't expect me to be profound on a hump day?
I mean, I get your point. The bottom line is, I would say we've seen it happen in previous drafts as well. We saw Mitch Trubisky start, 12 games. We knew less. We knew less, and that led to a higher draft pick for him.
Correct.
I mean, we've seen it. So the idea of what Trubisky could be or become eventually made him the second pick in the NFL draft.
Think about it this way for a guy like, let's say Sam Darnold, okay? When I look at Sam Darnold, I see some things that really stand out to me as red flags. Darnold, in a broken-down pocket, does not have poise. He did not show poise against Ohio State, which is, I mean, that's an NFL front. He honestly looked like Kelly Bryant in the pocket against Alabama. That's what he looked like against Ohio State. He got sacked a million times this year, and you could blame the offensive line, but in reality, and I tweeted this, you know, during that Ohio State game, I tweeted this out. Sam Darnold just faced 24 of the 32 NFL quarterbacks face on a regular basis. Because they absolutely 100% do not get the protection that a lot of these guys. I mean, Jake Fromm was getting protected very well. That's about a handful of teams in the league that can protect. Like, a handful of teams in the NFL can protect, and the rest of them struggle to protect against the pass rushers because the pass rushers are so good and the defensive coordinator is so good. You got to be able to deal with a broken down pocket. If I'm seeing it, then scouts are seeing it, and they still think Darnold's a top five pick. So I would say go. I would say Sam Darnold needs to go. You don't come back and fix that, because that's something that you're probably not going to fix. Better poise in the pocket. You could get paid $1 million and be fixing that rather than being paid $0, having to go to class and fixing poise in the pocket. I'd rather get paid just in case I never fix it in the meantime. You know what I'm saying?
If that's the one thing, the main thing Darnold needs to fix, what would be the main thing Deion Kane could fix by returning?
It would be his ability to high point the ball, but I don't think that's ever going to be a strength of his. I think if it was, then Clemson would have used him that way this year.
So then your point is true. Go make some money.
Correct. Deion Kane's an on-the-ground receiver. I mean, he can high point the ball. He can go over and get it, but obviously it's not a strength of his, or Clemson would have done more with that this year. I mean, down the field, I don't know this for a fact, but I got the impression that Ray McCloud was a better downfield option than Deion Kane in Clemson's offense this year.
He just didn't have the height or as much of the physical gifts, maybe, as Deion Kane.
Deion, in terms of the prospect that he is, Deion Kane and Sherron Peake, to me, seem the same. Did they have 12-inch vertical leaps? No. It was much better than, like, they're good athletes. But you just throw a ball up, 50-50 ball, Sherron Peake was not going to go catch it. That was a disappointment when he filled in for Mike Williams. They're like, well, he's 6'3". Well, he likes to run, too. He doesn't like to jump as much as he likes to run. Deion Kane likes to run more than jump. The only player in Clemson's receiving corps right now that gets a lot of run, that likes to jump more than run, is T. Higgins. And so, unless Deion Kane can prove to me that he's that type of guy, he needs to go ahead and go and become Sammy Watkins in the league and make $1 million.
There you go.
Second round draft pick.
We've had some interest on Twitter about who all is enrolling early.
Yes.
Let's just go over that real quick for the listeners. Today is the first day of class.
You want to do it in the next segment?
Okay.
We'll talk about these guys in the next segment.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right. We'll wrap up
hour
one
with that. Who are enrolling in class today.
Yeah. Well, we've got nine.
Nine.
Is that right? Nine
early enrollees. It's a bunch.
Class starts today. It means streets will be crowded.
Yeah, I know. No parking.
I get more curmudgeon-y every
passing
semester.
We're leaving today anyway, so.
That's true. Chapel Hill. Maybe it's the first day class for them.
No, you know, at Chapel Hill. What is that? They're all just working on that one paper that's going to be due at the end of the year
for
that one
have
class.
Class. Come on, Quawk. That was dumb. Look at you.
LOL.
Idealizing. The idea of class at North Carolina better than actual class.
I mean, you would think at such a prestigious university, they would actually hold classes.
The University of
North Carolina. At Chapel Hill.
Is there a business out there that doesn't like to save a little money where they can? Listen, the idea of LED lighting sometimes is better than LED lighting is because you have to pay an arm and a leg to get it. Well, not anymore because Crude LED takes care of that for you. Go to the website, krutled.com, crudeled.com. Visit their office at 109 Interstate Boulevard, right before J. Peters on exit 19B in Anderson, or call them, 864-401-8506. Very simply, if you're a Duke Energy customer, they can save you money on your bill month to month. That is so easy and simple that it feels like there's more to it, but I promise you, there's not. KRUTLED.com. Go get the process started there. You will not regret that choice to do business with Crute LED. Short break. We will come back. Final segment, hour one, when we return next.
If you and Santa need a little help this holiday season, check out State Credit Union's Holiday Loan. You may borrow up to $2,500, and it's super fast and easy to apply online. Visit State Credit Union online at scscu.com for more information. That's scscu.com. Offer valid through January 31st, 2018. Approval subject to creditworthiness, rates, conditions, and programs subject to change without notice. State Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
The world has many types of tanks, from the Leopold to the T-62 to the M1 Abrams. But the most widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call the Pentagon. Call Roto-Rooter. Serving the upstate and western North Carolina, Roto-Rooter will battle with any sort of septic problem. With their army of specialists, call 226-9452. 226-9452. Online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Vans cost less than travelers rest. Save up to $6,000 on 2017 Transit vans at George Coleman Ford. They have a great selection and they never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. If you or your company are looking for a workhorse van designed to get the job done, a 2017 Transit van from George Coleman Ford is what you need. George Coleman Ford, where vans cost less than travelers rest and they never charge any dealer fees.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
So many cool cars and trucks you won't want to blink.
It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
presented by Motor Trend.
It all happens January 12th through the 14th at the TD Convention Center.
Come see hundreds of the hottest new cars, new trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, classics, and a lot more.
Test drive over 20 models right at the show.
Bring the whole family, kids 12 and under, get in free every day.
It's the South Carolina International Auto Show,
January 12th through the 14th.
Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
The most versatile tandem in sports talk, Kwok and Kelly on Out of Bounds, right here on 105.5 The Roar.
I had a dream. I had a dream I was in heaven. And my mother spoke to me. She was wearing this flowing white gown, and she showed me a brand new way to score a basket. She called it the alley-oop. She spoke to me and she said, with this gift, you will win fourth place.
And now, William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
The club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go.
You know, I picked the bar over the club, too. Me and Sheeran. Apparently.
You're both gingers.
Out of bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. Hour one continues. Where do we think? Deion Kane, second round. Ray Ray, like, sixth round. People are like, Ray Ray's not getting drafted. That is so sizist. That is so sizist. You're just saying because he looks like Artavis Scott that he's not going to get drafted. He's a better prospect than Artavis Scott was. I think we've outlined. People think that Ray Ray's not getting drafted because Artavis didn't get drafted, but Artavis caught 100 balls. Yeah, but he also wasn't fast or tall or have great hands or whatever. He's like stood there and caught passes. Artavis Scott was a wonderful player and is among the great receivers in school history that stood over there and caught the ball when Deshaun Watson took the snap and threw it over there. And then got, you know, like 6 to 8 yards. That was awesome. And I liked Artavis Scott too, but that's how he was used. So we set a bunch of records, catching horizontal passes.
You think Deion Kane's a second round pick?
Yeah, I think he's a second round pick.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you got some, you know, you got some character red flags there. You got the whole, like, did he make the quarterback better this year? Ever. You going to turn on the film and see where he made the quarterback. But was he a great blocker downfield? Was there ever a time where you're like, gosh, I can't believe Deion Kane threw that block?
I think he will. He's going to win the combine, I would think.
He'll go to the combine and do well.
I think third round is a safe place to say he'll be drafted. Martavis Bryant was drafted in the fourth round for reference.
Yeah.
Deion Kane, I think, is more well-known than Martavis was at the time. And the Clemson brand didn't carry as much weight at the time either in the 2014 draft. So there's some factors to consider. But Martavis was a fourth-round pick.
There are also a lot of offenses that have produced receivers that were more productive that are going to look better on film. They're not going to look better at the combine, but they're going to look better on film than Deion. The combine will get Deion drafted in the second round. He won't push the first round, though. I don't think. Not right now.
I think the second round is unrealistic. I really do. But we'll see.
Receivers, low-key, receivers are not being drafted as high as they once were. Just saying. This hour is brought to you by our friends at Harry's.com. I shave with Harry's every single time that I pull out the razor and I pull out the blades and I pull out the cream or the gel. Right now, I'm loving the gel. And the reason I like the gel, this is so cheap of me because Harry's is just so awesome. They're giving you the blades for half price anyway. I feel like I can use less gel than I can cream and get the best shave. So I'm just loving the gel right now for the value that it brings. Harry's.com, they want to give you that free trial set. It includes a weighted ergonomic handle, the 5 precision engineer blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, and a convenient travel blade cover with a 100% quality guarantee that you don't even need because you're going to be satisfied with the quality. They want you to try it for free. That's right. Absolutely free, that trial set. Just cover the shipping when you sign up. And plus, if you're a fan of the show, you can go to Harry's.com right now and enter the code OOB at checkout to get their soothing post-shave balm also free. It's Harry's.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. And the code, once again, is O-O-B. Texter says, oh, man, I lost it. Oh, here it is. It's Stevie from Simpsonville. Is Deion a Randall Cobb type player? Potentially. A lot of that has to do with his background as a quarterback before he got to college. And we saw Randall Cobb have a few nice years, and he's still there with the Packers, but if you draft him in fantasy, you were very disappointed this year at his productivity.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Quack. Did Clemson ever use Deion Kane in any sort of trickeration?
No.
Any sort of flea flicker? Anything?
No. He never threw it.
Seems like a missed opportunity.
It was a little bit of an interesting career for Kane at Clemson because that first year, I remember I had a one-on-one conversation with Tony Elliott where he basically said, you know, it takes a while sometimes for guys without wide receiver backgrounds just to learn the route tree. And he said that was the thing holding Deion back was the comfort level with the route tree wasn't there. This was probably late September, early October of his freshman year. And he started getting some run there second half of the year, started getting more and more PT. And so, again, we think that the learning curve of these guys becomes like an escalator. Like, once they get it, they just soar. And it's a consistent climb. And it really wasn't for Deion.
You talk about him playing quarterback in high school.
Uh-huh.
When you think of Mike Williams and Sammy and Nuke, even Artavis or like an Adam Humphries, a Hunter Renfro, it just seems like these guys are inherent receivers. They were meant to be receivers. They have something about them. I don't know if I can say that about Deion Kane. And I think that speaks to his background. It's a fair point.
Okay, I remember this now. Deion actually threw a pass to Renfro.
He did.
In a BC game as a freshman.
Oh, gosh.
And I had totally forgotten about that. Thanks to the text on a personal text line.
Boston College game?
Yeah.
In Death Valley?
In Death Valley.
The one that was kind of uncomfortably close early?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which Boston College game hasn't been uncomfortably close recently?
The Friday night game.
The one in 2016, yeah.
It smashed the crap out of them. You want to get to the early enrollees?
Yeah, let's go over these real quick.
All right, who's here? Who's on campus right now? Don't stalk these people in the bushes. They're in class.
Yeah, chill. First day of class, though, Quack. Hashtag memories. Oh.
I'm good with being here. I'll be honest
with
you.
Oh, no, I'm good with it, too. But still, memories.
Is it nerd alert that sometimes I think, like, you know, I just want to sit in that class and just, like, listen to like, some of my favorite professors, like Dave Woodard, who just retired. I just want to sit there and just listen to the lectures and learn from him and not have to take the tests or write the papers. I just want to hear the lectures.
Hmm.
Is that bad? Like, after college, I started thinking that?
It's a little bit of a nerd alert.
I want to audit this class, basically.
I'm sure you could find some fun lectures on YouTube.
Not the same.
Okay. Maybe
not
Sunday.
The same.
Okay.
Yeah.
9 players have enrolled early. 9 early enrollees for Clemson. That's the most since 2015 when they were 9 and the second most all time. Last year, only 4 players enrolled early. Last January, Hunter Johnson, Logan Rudolph, Baylen Specter, and Blake Vinson. And we really didn't see much of any of those 4.
I think it's interesting that only one of those 4 played a role as a, now not a whole lot of freshmen played. It wasn't like Clemson needed to use a ton of snaps on freshmen this year, but that point is valid.
So the nine guys enrolling early this year: Xavier Thomas, Trevor Lawrence, KJ Henry, Jackson Carman, Mike Jones Jr. Who?
Mike Jones.
Darion Kendrick, not Kendrick Lamar, as people were getting confused.
Darion Kendrick Lamar.
Darion Kendrick.
Yeah.
Josh Belk, Darnell Jeffries, and Braden Galloway.
All right, let's go one by one of those and just briefly say in our last 6 minutes or so before we get Manny in at the top of hour two, what do we think they're going to play, yes or no? And then we also have trivia coming up.
And what do you mean by play?
Like, are they going to be part of the rotation?
Part of the rotation.
Not play 50 snaps against, you know, FCS.
Okay. Part of the rotation.
Yeah. Oh, you want to just list them? Yeah, list them. Go ahead. Yeah, list them one by one.
We were both just waiting on the other person to talk.
I'm just, okay, go ahead.
It's great radio. All right, Xavier Thomas.
Oh, yeah. He going to play.
He going to play?
Yeah, he part of the rotation. He in.
Cool. Trevor Lawrence.
TBD.
No, I need a yes or no, please.
TBD.
I need a yes or no.
No. No.
All right, I say yes.
He'll play the same amount of snaps that Hunter Johnson did this year. Is that part of the rotation?
No, I mean, no.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No, he's not.
I'm with you on Xavier Thomas, yes. Trevor Lawrence, I say yes. KJ Henry.
You think he's going to have a better role, a deeper role? You think he's actually going to play as a freshman?
I'm going to say yes for now. Let's continue.
I'm going to love messing with you for the next 7 months on this. I'm going to love it. It's going to be great.
It's going to be.
Sanders is just sitting back with his teeth gritted.
It's going to be interesting.
Like, oh, what's going to happen?
What about KJ Henry?
Yeah, he's going to play too.
Yes.
Star.
Depending on who leaves as well.
Yeah. That's true. If all those linemen come back, which we don't know.
It could be interesting.
That could be a really deep rotation. That could be a rotation like Ohio State has, like Auburn had this year, like. We're talking like 2 years ago Clemson line as opposed to this year where it seemed like those first, you know, those first string guys, there was a gap there.
That's the, if there's one critique of Clemson's D-line this year, it was a lack of quality depth.
Yeah, you felt that.
If a lot of those guys come back, the depth's going to be absolutely insane.
It didn't come back to bite them, but it was there.
Yeah, it was there.
Yeah.
Jackson Carman.
They're kind of thin at tackle, so I'm going to say, yeah, he'll play.
Wouldn't you agree, though, that offensive line is arguably the toughest place for a freshman to play?
Yeah, but we've seen Clemson do it with Hyatt and with Ankrum and with Pyle. Basically, if you get recruited to tackle as a freshman, you've been playing. So I'm going to say, based on that track record, that Carman's going to play.
I agree. Mike Jones Jr.
Mike Jones. I don't think so. Clemson's had better, well, I'll say similar talents to Mike Jones, like Shaq Smith. Where, again, for whatever it, like the guy's not even on the depth
chart. He was an early enrollee in 2016.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Remember that press conference where Dabo was like, well, he's on my depth chart.
Right.
When he asked him, why is he not on the depth chart? I don't know. He's on my depth chart.
All right. What about
and then he still wasn't playing.
Darion Kendrick.
It's hard to say because Kendrick just had a zillion yards in the playoffs for South Point. Like, he was just destroying people and making them look stupid and putting highlights on YouTube in the playoffs. I think Kendrick's going to play. I think he'll be in every. We know that Clemson's going to use a zillion backs, so he'll play.
Josh Belk.
Josh Belk, I think, will be a redshirt candidate.
Yeah, I
think so.
Darnell Jeffries.
Jeffries is interesting because the recruiting services don't love him, but Jeffries is a guy that I think the staff is really high on. And if you remember, I mean, Isaiah Simmons was a 4-star guy, but Kayvon Wallace was a 3-star guy. Who played as a freshman. Especially with like Ryan Carter and a couple of those guys leaving out Novan Smith. Using a bigger body in that nickel, especially without Dorian O'Daniel too. A bigger body, young player at the nickel a la Travis Blanks is a freshman, Kareem Wiggins is a freshman, those kind of players. I feel like he could play. So I think he's got a better chance of playing than I think Belk does. I'm going to say yes on Jeffries.
Okay. And then the last one, Braden Galloway.
I think Galloway needs a year. They see Galloway body type wise as like Jordan Leggett.
Yeah. But actually, I take that back. I think as a freshman, playing tight end is one of the toughest places to get on the field.
Yeah.
I think tight end
might be. We've seen that over time. And I will say, he is recruiting services don't love him as much as some of the other guys.
And didn't he suffer an injury his senior year, too?
He was hurt, yeah. I mean, my brother was his position coach at Seneca and said nothing but great things about him. And their offense definitely fell off a cliff when he was out. Like, he was a big part of it as a do-everything guy. I think don't sleep on him making a big impact.
But maybe just not in 2018.
Not next year. Yeah. I agree with that. We have trivia. Do you want to ask the question
and
give it away next?
Let me give the question and we'll give it away before we have Manny on. Okay.
All right.
So the question is, this is going to be, you can pick your prize. If you want Harlem Globetrotter tickets, the South Carolina Auto Show tickets, or Joe's New York Pizza gift card for $25. The question is, it's a basketball question. Clemson is currently shooting 75% from the free throw line this year. I need all three Tigers who are shooting over 80% from the free throw line this season.
All three. How about that?
Please call us and you can choose Globetrotter tickets, Auto Show, or Joe's New York Pizza.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
I like that. I like that. Are we going to do it off air?
We'll do
it off air.
If you want. Or we can do it on air because it's before Manny.
Let's do it off air since it's top of the hour and we can get Manny on, especially since it's three. You know, you got to get
we'll
all
let you know who
answers.
Wins and what the answer is after the break.
Correct. Hour one is in the books. It's been a good one. Hour two, Manny Robinson from the Greenville News going to join us talking Clemson next.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCC.